You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios for hour number two. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. And we're going to go right to the phones right now. State Senator Sam Gavan has served now in the capacity of state senator for District 7 up in the Huntsville-Madison County area since 2018. He is a leader among his peers in the Senate, a practicing attorney in Madison County, and he's on the line right now. Senator Gavan, how you doing?
I'm doing super. How are you today, Phil?
I'm good. About ready for Christmas?
Oh, no. I had bought the first present.
Bro,
I'm sort of a Christmas Eve shopper.
They got this thing called ordering online. It comes to you. It's awesome.
Yeah, I got to touch it. I gotta go to the store and do all that fun stuff.
Well, good luck, brother. Just saying.
Hey, it's worked for this long.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, I got to ask you. So this is going to be a refresh of a story you and I talked about some time back. But you've been on point, and the Alabama Policy Institute, where I used to be, has also been dealing with this issue. We have the weirdest situation in Alabama with our state health officer who, good Lord, we found out how much power he has during the pandemic, has no accountability. He's not subject to confirmation by the Senate. He's not somebody who can, be recalled, none of it. He's not accountable to his constituents. He's appointed by the medical community. And you've got a bill to help change some of that. Tell us what's happening, and do you have the co-sponsorship you need for this year?
Well, I was, first of all, talk about the issue about the, I think a lot of people just don't know that. I know I was shocked to find out that the limited or almost no control that the government really has over him. And it's not a government grab. It's accountability to the people, right?
Yeah.
It's not just all doctors. It's a limited group of doctors. Less than apparently half of the doctors in Alabama belong to this group. And look, I support this group on a lot of things they do. It's not like they're not my friends. I just disagree with them on this issue. And it's not, to me, about relitigating COVID. And that's what it's been with, the one of the Democrats that was willing to get up there and fight me on it. I think he really perceived it more of, we're going to argue about COVID, and the Democrats are supposed to be for masks, and, wearing masks when you're walking down the street with nobody near you, 90-degree heat, you're supposed to wear a mask. And I just, I see so many bless their heart moments like that. But it's like, that's what they do. And, Republicans don't wear masks largely unless you got a health reason, and that's not what it's about. Okay. It's about that we have a significant division of our state government that has no accountability to the people.
Right.
The people can reach out, as my dad would say, jerk a knot in our head, by talking to us and ultimately, if they don't like what we do, bouncing us out of office. There is nothing the people can do about the state health officer. And so, what we've done is I've come back, and I've gotten a lot of co-sponsors. I still need some more. I either was misquoted or just was not thinking. Obviously, I can count to 35. Not going to get 35 co-sponsors or sponsoring co-sponsors, but I just couldn't remember because I hadn't looked at it. I got a lot of signatures on it. I'm going to go looking for some more, but right now I think I'm at 12 total signatures.
That's still good.
On there.
That's a third of the Senate.
And so, obviously not going to be getting any, or certainly don't expect any Democrat co-sponsors. But in any event, I think we're a good way on our way to a majority. And, some people just don't like to sign. They're like, hey, look, I've been burned before, and it's not, nothing personal. They're going to vote for the bill. But and look, I've got that same line I use with folks. It's like, I need to read this. because I've had some things blow up on me. Now, sometimes you just take a chance, like this is all it's doing, and you look at it, it's two pages, and you hope it's you hope you're not going to get burned on it. You know?
Yeah, let me jump in and ask you too. I mean, the state health officer recently, this is Scott Harris. He recently came out, and the medical association made some changes. ADPH apparently made some changes. They're saying they've added layers of transparency in answer to the concerns of the legislature. Have they really done what they? Or is this like a quick gimme trying to keep you from passing a bill?
I think that's what it is. In fairness to them, they reached out to me and said, "Hey, this is we want you to look at this. We want you to look at this." And they were going to do what they were going to do, and I didn't have time to deal with it at the time. But it's not. I don't think they would have changed it because they, had worked through the governor's office and with some other people to get the language that they came up with. It's better than nothing, but it's just it doesn't change, ultimately what I'm after, and I think what most of the people are after once they find out is how's the state health officer appointed. I mean, it does deal with emergencies, but I'm probably going to bring a totally different bill on state health emergencies. I hadn't gotten that finalized yet, but it's going to basically be modeled after the Uniform Law Commission Act, Model Act, and what it will do is it'll have X number of days out there for an emergency, and then if you want to continue it beyond that, you have to call the legislature in special session to extend it. Now, we cannot, on separation of powers, we cannot make the governor call us into special session, but I think what we can do is say, yeah, you don't have to call us in special session, governor. We know we can't make you do that, but your authority to have this special, health emergency order expires in X number of days if you don't call us in and we don't ratify it.
Well, I think that's
what I'm looking at.
So let me ask you this, Sam. I mean, I look at it and think, okay, we've got because one of the articles I've got here, this one came from 1819 News. It appears that Governor Ivey is very lukewarm to your legislation at this point. And I have to wonder, why would that be? Why would any governor not want the ability to appoint a key position like this? Has the governor's office expressed anything to you like, don't even send us a bill, we won't sign it? Or is it just because of the way it was worded on that one version?
Well, we did make some changes the first time, and I thought we'd made some changes that were going to allow for, easy passage, or not easy passage, but not running into a juggernaut. And then, that got changed in committee and was very frustrating. I will be taking a different tact on that in terms of what committee I try to get it through and how we try to move it. But, and I picked up some at least one key supporter that was not a supporter when I was first trying this, through some, course of events. That particular senator has changed their mind about how we need to deal with this. So I think we've got a good shot of getting this through there. The governor, I mean, if it gets to her desk, I think she's going to have to sign it.
I think so too.
But
you're right.
she may dissuade some people from voting for it or encourage some people not to, push it through. But it's something that she didn't really want to deal with. And we did have it set up where it wouldn't kick in until the next governor or the next health officer, whichever came first.
The next health officer, my God, he could stay there forever at the way things are set up right now. So
But whichever came first. So in other words, the latest it would be is when we have a new governor in 3 years because Governor Ivey is term limited and can't run again. So it would be, 2020, I guess technically the beginning of 2027, January 2027. I took that out of this newest bill. Maybe we'll put it back in there, maybe we won't. But I just, I tried to play nice up front last time, and it didn't work out so well. So I went back to my original.
Yeah,
bill.
I think we're beyond playing nice with this one. I just feel like this is one of those. It's like, okay, look, we tried to play nice. Nobody wants to play. We all recognize the levels to which the state health officer has been able to operate in recent years. No one saw this. I remember when I was at API after I had left the Senate, we did some research on it, and the researcher came back and said, did you know that the state health officer is appointed by MASA, the medical association? And I went, that's not right. Go back and review that again. And he goes, no, it's right here. And he showed it to me. And I was shocked. And I thought, of all the things that we appoint and confirm, why would we let this happen the way it does? But, hey, listen, Senator Gavan, we only got a couple minutes left here. I do want to switch gears on you, though, real quick. Gambling, it's every single year. I mean, doesn't matter what year it is. If the legislature's going into session, there's talk of a gambling bill of some kind, and it'll always be. Right now, we're looking at another casino gaming bill. You know, Representative Witt and Representative Blackshear are really working hard on it, apparently. But one of your peers, Senator Chris Elliott, he said that he felt like if we put this on the ballot in 2024, that it could hurt Republicans, especially in the brand new Congressional District 2, because it's a thing that Democrats flock to the polls for. With about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left, tell me your thoughts on that.
I think that's a legitimate concern. I don't, you know, I've been talking to some people, they don't think it's going to come out of the House. And what it is, it's been clear, made clear to me that, I've been told, and I believe these people, how about that, that A, we are not going to have a special session on this, certainly not before the session begins. I also don't think we're going to have one within either of the two-week windows in March that would be possible. So I don't think we're going to have a special session to kind of ram it down our throats. So that's good news. Secondly, I just don't think the votes are in the Senate. After spending some time with different senators this last week, I've said that before, and now after following up on some people, I just don't think the votes are in the Senate, especially when casinos were involved. Now, they had a clean lottery, or, you know, we talk about what a clean lottery means, but you know, I think that has got the votes from Republicans, but I don't think it's going to get the Democrats because they want to protect the dog track owners. So it does seem like it's not as something that you would be skeptical as skeptical about as before. But, you know, that's just what the House is talking about. When it gets to the Senate, you know, what's that going to change when you've got the people that are kind of really seem to be doing what the dog track owners and what the Porch Creek Indians want them to do?
Yeah. Wow. It's always a nut roll. It's like I said, it's every single year. If the legislature is going into session, then a bill is going to be talked about at the very least. Listen, Senator Gavan, there's plenty more to come. I know you guys are going in, you know, here just like what within the next 90 days. We wish you well, and we'll check back with you. All right.
Thanks. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Good week.
All right. That is State Senator Sam Gavan, one of the more conservative members of the Alabama legislature. And he hails from the Huntsville-Madison County area right here in this listening area. Let's take it to a break there, Butters. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come back and catch up on a few text messages and move ourselves to the bottom of the hour and a brand new dipper, Soft Tyranny. Yeah. Stand by. We'll be right back.